ready to defend themselves, because it comes down to a point where the confusion on planetary consciousness has come to a point where it will come to a serious head soon. And combined with other features that are going to influence the natural occurrences or the geological changes, climatic changes of our planet will also usher in many of the necessary changes, not creating a devastation or a downfall in terms of everything that our planet is, because that is exactly the opposite direction in which our planet needs to go. As I said earlier, much of our civilization was to get us free from the earlier base needs and then allow us to rise above those things and have them below us, have those challenges below us, and now being able to attune to the higher subscription toward total cosmic consciousness and cosmic citizenship, the citizenship of the kingdom of heaven, you might say, that is rapidly approaching. That if we were to be put back to the Stone Age, it would essentially set the whole project back to the Stone Age and start all over again. And that is not where it's supposed to go. Because we're very, very near coming to a point where civilization can pretty much put away all the things that concern the hardship of life, that will keep a person from turning their face towards divinity in terms of a higher level. It doesn't mean that the person has to be completely free of it. In fact, sometimes it means that the person just needs to be desirous of making the attunement, the change, even at an earlier point in their lives, if they want to engage all of their lives in terms of that level. So that is something that we are, you know, moving into.
And it's interesting. I mean, 2012 is literally 9 months away. Everything seems to be intensifying. Things seem to be building up. They say that the planets are going to line up to the center of the universe. Any thoughts on that?
Well, actually, the galactic alignment, the one in which is we're headed toward, you know, the turning of the age, was the idea of it was, you know, 30 or 40 years in the making, the understanding of it. And as I was made aware of in terms of what forces there are that cause this planar type of galactic form around a center and a planar pancake sort of shape was due not by gravitational attraction, but something more in term of static electricity, a type of attraction which is not gravitational, but having energies that are very electrical, you might think, charged. And we're headed toward a very sharp edge of that charge. And along with that charge, it contains more than just the energies that are well understood or understood somewhat, like electrostatic energy. But along with it, it would also include energies that can be transformed from the automaton, the base material which the universe just basically engages and is a source of both energy and matter, and in its basis form, it is neither, and is essentially perhaps non-existent in terms of our ability to read, but is, in a very sharp sense, real and does have a long outreaching dread. Source is actually from the first source, so it's one of the reason why Jesus said he didn't know when that would happen. Only the Father would know, and that would be first source, because it's the source of the automaton. This automatonic planar energy, which associates itself in somewhat similar to static electricity.
Does that have anything to do with all these mysterious trumpet type of sounds that are coming from space or being reported around the world, either from inside the Earth or somewhere?
Well, yes, you're getting them right. There's piezoelectric effects under tension and stretching, because again, base gravitation is related to our expansion, and that's a tension. And then there are various tensions that do accumulate in places that cause some acoustic phenomena. But there's one in which comes from essentially outer space, and the source of which is different types of acoustic attention, tensions that can actually reverberate in a sound. The ones that are very significant are those that sound very much like a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been recorded even here in Hawaii. So there are various sources are recorded, the various locations that are recorded planetary-wide that are part of this type of energy accumulation or energy development that precedes many more things, and it will continue as the various influences. There's also exoplanetary involvement, and these are something that are associated with the timetable too.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming up with one in which will actually change much of what we are and try to complete at least those who are aligned the task of planetary uplift, consciousness uplift, making us the more perfect being. So that is something that actually goes into the very makeup of who we are in terms of perhaps changing our physicality, but more changing our base form with an influence which is external, with energies which are external and haven't been involved with our planet before. We think we know all about our gamma rays, X-rays, and cosmic particles, and that, but there's more. Especially when it comes down to the influence of God and its influence external to that timetable, that change, which regularly impacts our planet, but not always in the same way. Pre-matter, pre-energy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the ability to also influence the substance of what we are, especially those who are aligned with pre-matter and pre-energy in terms of the maturity of our soul, the maturity of our attunement toward the divine. And that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Alignment. It's sort of like you got your radio receivers at the right spot, so when the show starts, you'll hear the program. This is almost the concept that many people planetary-wise are getting aligned, hearing it, and in hearing the influences, hearing the concept, hearing the story, waking up and looking, well, this, you know, all of a sudden being pointed, hey, look right there, you see 1111, somebody's, their attunement is only it's not necessarily conscious. It's one in which is heartfelt, deeper, and will essentially, like I say, when the program begins, you'll be on the right frequency and you receive the show, and a lot of it will be in a sense of this new material. Now, being aware of new material, Marantia material myself, was part of my experience, being taken to the New Jerusalem, which that material is pretty much all over the place. And especially looking at that one bush, which was made out of material that is not found on Earth, not found naturally on our in our solar system, but was taken there. And it is, this is a very, very substance of the greater change that will be expanding out of the universe, out of the galactic center, essentially.
Well, Michael, I got another question, and that is, when you were in the sphere, did you, what did it sound like? There was no motors, so was it a quiet sort of atmosphere? Or was it a noisy atmosphere? What type of things did
very,
you hear?
Very quiet. I remember with watching, you know, these data types or gray type guys, you know, in the hundreds and hundreds of them passing in front of me, just walking past. There was just a slap of their feet on the ground, and I would occasionally tune into a conversation, but most of the time it was silent, and there wasn't noise or the chatter of like I have right here in the background of chatter or the singing of birds in the background, barking of dogs, things like that. There's none of that. It's pretty quiet as far as what I remember.
Do you think that when you said that you saw all these different Zeta types or the gray types, and they were all walking sort of in a crowd, do you think that that was some kind of a resurrection of a type of its own from somewhere else, or are these just people that were just there going somewhere?
I believe that there were then been en masse moved into a location, something like a arrival of a ship, you know, a ship that could perhaps held that number, thousands and thousands of them, and they were simply, disembarking whatever brought them over. And, I know that regular moves happen between various parts of our galaxy and the New Jerusalem, because it's a tremendous educational part of the network of the development schools, inclusive, having inclusive within its entirety, the New Jerusalem, many of the substances, the very essential functions of what they call the mansion worlds. And they're all operational within the New Jerusalem. So that type of education in miniature is taking place right within the New Jerusalem, and with direct observation toward the development of our planet. So there's a lot of things going on in terms of people learning from what's happening, because there's so much more that they want to learn. They learn it from us. Because behaviors that we have, they don't have. And some of the behaviors that we have are not considered negative. They're considered quite unique to us, and they have to kind of try to learn to understand them. But there's more going on besides that. I wanted to make a point that if you go back to Hello Earth and then look at the picture in which Cassini took of the New Jerusalem far away, and it being zoomed in, and taking a note in terms of the backgrounds bars, and you'll notice a tubular, like a, it looks like a dashed line, and it's one of the craft that has left the New Jerusalem and is going to traverse the galaxy. And you see a donut of light in another shot. So it, and that ship is not there anymore. It's extremely large, and it's probably one of the types that had essentially dropped off a lot of these Zeta types. And the number, you can imagine, is quite large. It'd be interesting. Just go over there and take a look at it. Did you ever take a look at that?
Those are amazing shots. It looks like the ship seemed to be going through sort of faster than light, or possibly through a dimension of some kind, because it does fade away.